Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Today's episode is around the question that I think most personal finance professionals or, you know, anybody that you talk to in finance gets asked, and that is, should you save or pay off debt first? Well, the short answer is it depends. Yep, it depends on several factors. So today I'm going to talk about those factors. Some of them are going to be black and white, right? You look at a debt payoff strategy, the numbers spell it out. You know, it might tell you if you do this, you'll be done sooner. If you do this, it'll take just a little bit longer. But that's the black and white of it. The other thing you need to consider in making your decisions is the value or comfort you get as you look at those strategies, right? Which one feels best? Which one makes you get excited? Which one will help you progress financially? That's what is most important. So, okay, I have, five factors that you can consider. Some are larger, on a larger scale, a lot more to talk about than the others that are smaller. But I think it's important to evaluate these factors and again think about the black and white numbers and also your feeling and your desire, right? How you feel about it. So the first factor is the type of debt. And working with clients, I always like to ask them, especially for debt on credit cards or loans that are unsecured. And quickly, a secured loan means there's an asset. So like an auto loan, a home loan, a recreational vehicle, those types are secured loans. And an unsecured loan means there was no asset to it. So on those unsecured loans, what created the debt? Was it from car repairs, home repairs, medical expenses? These are all expenses that you can anticipate, right? That you could create a savings bucket or a sinking fund, whichever you want to call it, and I will talk about those in a future episode, to help you have cash to be able to pay those expenses and not have to turn towards, you know, a credit card or a home equity line of credit. You can prepare in advance. Was the debt from overspending? But overspending could have an underlying issue, whether it's emotional. You know, we get in a depressed state, so we go to spend because it makes us feel better. That's how we cope, just like an overeater. Or is the overspending because of some other factor? I just want to, you know, share that example. I was working with a client. His father had paid off his debt a couple different times, still getting into debt. And he's like, we've got to do something different. So they entered with my services. When I did the deep dive, looking at his finances, I discovered that the underlying problem was actually his rental price, right? So we discussed that. It's gone up the last 2 years. His wages have not gone up in comparison. And it was ultimately that expense that is causing him to overspend in the other areas. So it's really important to ascertain what is creating that debt. You could pay it off, you know, every month or every year, or, you know, I've seen that in groups where people are like, I paid off my credit card, but 2 months later, I've racked it up again. What is the underlying issue? That is important. Otherwise, paying it off is not going to progress as well, right? Paying off debt is good, but if you keep creating it, that is what you need to fix. The second factor that you need to concern as you look at saving or paying off debt is the amount of debt you have. So a ratio that finance professional is a debt to income ratio. Debt to income ratio is calculated by adding up all your monthly debt payments and dividing them by your gross monthly income. This will give you a percentage, right? So the percentage, as you do the division, you're going to want to move that decimal point over 2. It'll give you an actual percentage. We'll talk about that actual percentage in just a minute. But if your debt to income ratio is too high, this affects your credit score. Your credit score affects your insurance rates, your being able to rent, being able to buy a home, and certain employers, right? Certain employers look at your credit score and they may or may not hire you. So just understanding that debt to income affects your credit score, that working on that will help reduce other expenses as well. So the ratio, the percentage, 36% is good, 20% is low, and 43% can be acceptable. So what do I mean by that? Well, all lenders vary, right, depending on where their stance is, but also having a higher debt to income means you will get a higher interest rate on the credit that they give you, right? So the lower the debt to income, the more healthy your financial situation is. So just knowing that, you know, the lower it is, the better off you are. So if you're around 50 or higher, you may want to pay off debt before you save. Or this isn't a, it's a question of should you save or pay off debt first? There's no reason why you couldn't do both, right? And we'll talk about that at the end. Okay, the interest rate on the debt. So credit cards, they have quite a high interest rate, right? If you have a secured loan, it's going to be lower, right? Because then they can get that asset, sell it, it reduces their cost. But these others that have no secured asset, they're going to charge you higher interest. They're going to make money off of you. That's what they do, right? They're in business. So credit card interest rate is typically between 14 to 24%. This depends on your credit score. And as we discussed in the last factor, debt to income can affect your credit score. And when they calculate the minimum balance, it is only 2 to 3% of the balance. Now, credit card companies are required to write on your statement, right? You might have to jump online to see this, as you might have opted out for paperless, but they're required to put on there, if you continue paying at this monthly payment, so the minimum balance, it will take you, and it'll spell it out, this many years to pay it off, and it'll cost you this much in interest. If you are somebody who's carrying a credit card balance right now, I challenge you to go read that, to go look at how long if you keep paying the minimum. Maybe you'll find some motivation there. Nathan W. Morris has a quote that he says, every time you borrow money, you're robbing your future self, right? You're spending your future income as you move forward, because they're like, I'll collect these payments with interest in the future. So you've diminished how much your income is in the future. Now, I'm not saying that you need to avoid any debt, but managing your debt and maintaining your debt is very important. High interest debt can accumulate very quickly and make it really hard to pay off. So you may want to consider paying off high interest debt over saving moving forward. Factor number four, your finance goals. Hopefully you have some. Hopefully you know what you're striving to accomplish in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 and 20, and so on. You know, what are you trying to achieve? Does that debt you're entering into hurt your goals or help your goals, right? Purchasing rentals to be able to have passive income for the future, that may be a great debt, a great for you, right? It's not going to be for everybody. To be able to take that on, to be able to build that portfolio, that investment portfolio moving forward. But you have to know your future goals. You have to know, as you're taking out this loan, does it hurt you or help you? And I don't mean that by, is it going to bring you value back? Value can be described in a lot of ways, right? It can be the time you spend with family. So yet there, you know, might be the reasons why we buy trailers and motorhomes and recreational vehicles and all of the things, right, to spend that time with family. And if that's your financial goal, then that will, you know, that is good for you. But you have to look at the whole picture. And the last one, like I talked about above, is your comfort level. Are you more comfortable with more cash on hand, meaning a higher savings balance? Or are you the individual who higher debt level does not bother you? Like you're okay with that and you know you can function in that, then that's great. Maybe you're somebody who would be, you know, you'd rather be out of debt than have savings. And like I said earlier, is it's not a should I pay off debt and not save or should I save and not pay off debt? Here's where I think you can create another strategy to work together, right? So if you are somebody who you have used your credit cards for those emergencies, but you also need to pay off your debt on your credit card, if you're able to free up, like say you have $1,000 a month to go towards debt and or savings, create your own strategy there. Is it a 25-75? Is it a 50-50? What is it that makes you feel most comfortable, right? And maybe it's a 100% to savings until you reach a certain level. Or maybe it's a 50-50 until you reach that certain level. You've got to think about it as a whole. And the best approach will depend on your individual circumstances. Your age is also another thing, right? But situations are not always black and white. Addressing all of the factors above and also how your comfort level, also working with your spouse and or partner, whoever's on this money journey with you, is very important to determine the best strategy for you. But I also want to state that don't get caught up in trying to find the best strategy that you don't do anything. Do something as you keep, you know, thinking through this, calculating this, figuring it out. Doing something is better than nothing. And refining that strategy for you as you move along will, you know, progress you along your journey so much quicker. I would love for you to grab my free resource, Hit Your Savings Goal Fast. This has 7 tips to free up cash that you can either save or pay down debt. It's on my website. Go there, download it. Hopefully you'll find the momentum with it and get you going. It's not a black and white situation. You've got to add in your comfort level. You've got to look at the overall picture, where you're at in your journey, what you're trying to accomplish with financial goals. So it's really important to you, or it's really important for you to determine what is important to you. So creating that, building the strategy around that, understanding all of these factors, but moving forward, right? And refining as you keep doing so. Good luck on your journey, saving or paying off debt. I believe they're the same skill. It's just the direction of money. So learn to save, which will also help you to pay off debt. And I know that you will be wealthier in the future. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Do you have any questions from today's episode? Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to help you gain more clarity around today's topic. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and join my free community to receive access to best tips, tools, and resources in your inbox weekly. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.